Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Timothy Zola, Z-O-L-A. Timothy Zola is a 54-year-old male who reports he injured his right elbow at work on 8/30/21. But at that time, he was lifting a hyperstenic, H-Y-P-E-R-S-T-H-E-N-I-C, habitus patient at Capital Health System and injured his right elbow. Apparently, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, he had further evaluation, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently, he did undergo 2 injections to the elbow. Apparently, he states Dr. Fletcher said surgery is needed, but this has not been performed. Apparently, he is no longer receiving any active care. Apparently, new paragraph, per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Zola was seen at corporate health on 8/31/21. He stated he was picking up a large garbage bag with his right hand, and while putting it down, it slipped and twisted his right elbow. He did not feel pain immediately, but half an hour later, he started having the pain. He finished his shift, but had to move a patient during the code, which aggravated his pain. He applied heat locally, which helped. Apparently, he denied any previous injuries or surgeries to the right elbow. Apparently, he was examined and diagnosed with acute lateral epicondylitis, for which he was instructed to apply cold compresses and use Motrin. He was also placed on activity modifications. He followed up and was referred for physical therapy. Appeared on 9/27/21. He was started on a prednisone dose pack. He followed up through 10/18/21 when they reviewed the results of the MRI. He was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. MRI of the elbow was done on 6/1/22 to be inserted here. In the paragraph, Mr. Zola was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Fletcher beginning 10/27/21. He stated he was cleaning out the MRI suite and moving a trash bag. He felt sharp pain over the lateral aspect of his elbow without swelling. He was seen at the Workers' Compensation Center and was given a tennis elbow brace and started on a Metrol dose pack. He also had an MRI of the right elbow. Parentheses, he did not convey the mechanism of injury involving a heavy patient during a code. Dr. Fletcher also diagnosed right lateral epicondylitis, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. On 11/29/21, he returned with his tendinosis resolving. He was able to wean off of his tennis elbow strap and reinstructed on a home therapy program. He wanted to continue with formal physical therapy, however. Dr. Fletcher monitored his care over the next many months, running through at that time, an elbow strap was ordered, and he was going to continue with a home therapy program. On 10/17/22, Dr. Fletcher wrote he was almost a year and 2 months since his original injury, consists with the right elbow lateral epicondylar tendinosis, parentheses, partial common extensor origin tear, close parentheses, He felt 100% back to normal. Exam was unimpressive. Dr. Fletcher then discharged him from care, opining He had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared the normal through. He was tendered to palpation about the right lateral epicondyle, but there was none on the left. Paired hands, wrists, elbows. Resisted supination at the right elbow, elicited tenderness, but resisted pronation did not. Paired these maneuvers were both negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 8/30/21, Timothy Zola reported his right elbow, reportedly injured his right elbow at work, but he has given some inconsistent descriptions of the mechanism of injury that may have occurred on that date. Period. In any event, the following day he was seen at the Corporate Health Center and diagnosed with epicondylitis, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Fletcher on 10/27/21. Period. An injection was administered and therapy was continued. Period. Eventually he had an MRI of the elbow on 6/1/22. Period. Additional conservative care was rendered through 10/17/22 when Mr. Zola felt back to normal. Period. He paragraphed the current examination, found there to be full range of motion of the right upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbow, wrists and fingers. Period. He had undergone 3 surgeries on the right shoulder in the past and had the expected surgical scarring. Period. Tellingly, he has been able to continue working in the same capacity he held with the insured. He's also been able to continue mountain biking, which obviously is significantly demanding on the elbows and wrists. Period. In the paragraph, there is a 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. What amounts to a soft tissue injury has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. In the paragraph, for your cover letter and follow up on 1/10/22. He missed his appointment. Period. He indicated he started a new job and did not wish to have further treatment. But he was given an administrative discharge by Dr. Fletcher on 3/3/22. Period. Nevertheless, the petitioner then requested additional treatment in April. Period. He then had the MRI of the elbow. Period. Surgery was contemplated. Period. The petitioner declined surgical treatment and was again placed at maximum medical improvement on 10/17/22. Period. And that is the end.